If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world, we all share.
It's such a strange thing. When something is so much a part of yourself, when it has become an actual extension of yourself, I feel as though I almost must get permission to talk about it, as though in some bizarre way my show is its own person. Hello, I'm Ernest. Welcome. I receive this question a lot, and I just recently realized it would probably be helpful if I would make an episode about that very subject itself. So here goes. As things stand right now, what I'm trying to accomplish with this show is basically trying to help others solve their life problems by having a very different take on, well, just about anything and everything out there. I'm very good at separating the wheat from the chaff, which of course means, well, just about anything. I'm not trying to be annoyingly vague. It's just that sometimes it's difficult to identify certain things in life that can be problems in terms of cause and effect that actually make any sense to people when your statements run contrary to an overwhelming and relentless narrative, which is what makes helping people so damn difficult. Take politics, for example. I may sometimes post a story that certainly seems very effectively political. I do stories sometimes that are quickly interpreted as being on the right or on the left. Yet in reality, I'm completely nonpartisan. And I'm nonpartisan because in absolute real terms, virtually nothing political matters. Which I suppose makes some people angry because they believe I'm being deliberately ambiguous, which I assure you, I'm not. Or how about religion? Ah, yes, that's a good one. I've made it perfectly clear that I am totally agnostic, which you might think on the surface would make the subject of religion a dead end. But that's not the case, because I believe in spirit forces. Now, we don't have to use the exact term spirit forces. I personally prefer to call them forces. But whatever the hell you choose to call them, I believe in them, especially since I have experienced such forces myself, and I continue to do so, which also segues into the next dilemma, determinism versus free will. You see, I don't think there's very many people that would argue with me that the world is in a very dark and difficult place right now. Many people are frustrated and angry and pointing the finger at each other. But what many people don't realize is that this is a direct consequence of when the vast majority of people on the planet have been convinced to turn away from free will and embrace the shackles of determinism, which I believe is a horrible thing to do, because ultimately, determinism robs humanity of its greatest gift and aspiration, hope. My point in all of this is that the vast majority of people in this world are all suffering under the yoke of one great delusion, determinism. And to use an old analogy reversed, people have become extremely good at identifying the trees, but have lost all concept of the forest. Now, I have a very brief message with just three really important things I want to share with you, and I'll try to keep it as brief as possible. Okay? Okay. If you haven't been to my website lately, please consider doing so. I am slowly but surely making changes. It is a work in progress, and I am literally a one-man operation. So I just ask that maybe you periodically check it out. The next thing concerns YouTube. I know you're listening to me as a podcast, and I very much appreciate that. But if you would consider going to my YouTube channel, and even if you don't want to watch, just subscribing would really be fantastic. And finally, my listenership throughout all of Europe continues to grow, and I simply, collectively, just wanted to thank all of you. There is one thing, though, that really surprises me that, frankly, I simply don't understand. I have recently begun to get listeners from China. I didn't even know that was possible, because my understanding was that outside world access to the internet was very closely monitored and restricted by the Chinese government. So unless that is changing, or perhaps I was mistaken, I am very curious. But regardless, I am thankful to the Chinese and Asia as a whole for giving me a listen. My last message applies to whoever you are and wherever you are. As hopefully you should know by now, I have a great deal of knowledge and information you simply won't get from mainstream news sources in the U.S. Matter of fact, I have information you simply won't find anywhere else, and that is the absolute truth. So, as a consequence, if you plan on possibly visiting or relocating to the U.S. for whatever reason, you can reach out to me and ask me any damn thing you want, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. No question is too small or ridiculous. I am here to inform and improve people's lives. I am in the knowledge business. That is what I do, and with all due humility, I'm pretty damn good at it. So thank you all very much. Now, back to the episode. So now that you're getting to know me a bit better, I'm going to speak very candidly and coarsely about a great frustration of mine. Those of you who know me, you know I don't curse or use so-called vulgarity lightly, but I also believe there can be a time and place for anything. And I just wanted to share with you my thoughts on a certain segment of humanity that I can only wish would collectively commit just one noble act in their otherwise completely vacuous and inane existence to win a Darwin Award. There is something I hear repeatedly, so I'm responding in the hopes that I won't have to keep repeating this message to the mentally deficient who are taking the valuable time of the investors in my show, who I absolutely appreciate. Some seem concerned about my speech, namely that I speak too slowly or take too long to get to the point. I hear you, and after giving it a great deal of serious consideration, here's my most well-reasoned and erudite response to those who are concerned with this. Fuck you. There, was that hyper-fast and hyper-concise enough for you? This is not fast food news. It is not fast food entertainment. This is meant to be informing, to produce actual thinking that has taken a great deal of introspection, thought, and time to produce. The key word being thought, a process apparently those of you complaining have little interest in. So if you're looking for nonsensical banter produced by, and apparently for, those with the attention span of a canary, by all means go there. Millions love Matt Walsh and Terrence Howard, just as millions love Budweiser, beer, and Velveeta cheese, which I believe is a pretty reasonable comparison, although I do believe that Budweiser and Velveeta cheese actually have more substance. So to make this as clear as even a blind man could see, this is not a show parroting a narrative. It's not what I'm about, what this show is about, or what my viewers and podcast listeners are about. My viewers are people who actually want to be informed. They are not idiots. Now, if you are a new listener, thank you for staying till the end. It would certainly appear you're not an idiot. And since you're not an idiot, subscribe and hit the damn notification bell, because it really does help the channel grow, which in turn ends up being a really good way of getting rid of even more idiots. But of course, you not being an idiot, I didn't need to tell you that. Until next Monday or Friday, this is Ernest, and I usually always am.